completely and utterly delighted and relieved, because it simply means that we don't have to close this particular programme activity down with the consequent loss of jobs and the withdrawal of support for people who've found our help really, really beneficial over many years in some cases.
The service that this place was providing, just remind us of that.
Yes, well, I mean, people listening may maybe not really appreciate just how lonely and isolated you can feel after an incident like a violent attack or a terrorist attack. The simple truth is that whilst the immediate attention is on you, that once that's gone away and once your family have to get on with their lives and everything sort of goes back to normal for most people, for the person who's been made a victim, life never quite goes back to normal. And some people can cope with it better than others. And the ones who maybe can't cope with it terribly well can feel isolated, withdrawn. It can affect their employment. It can affect their personal relationships. It can affect so many things, their income. And very often their life slowly disintegrates. Now, without ourselves here at the Peace Centre providing a degree of support, then they may well be lost altogether to their families. They come here, we sit down with them, we get to know them, we make them feel welcome, we introduce them to other victims, their sense of isolation is reduced, and they begin to kind of reintegrate and become, if you like, a bit more normal again. They begin to have conversations, and they can talk about things that affect them deeply to somebody else who understands, whereas somebody who's not a victim may feel deeply uncomfortable having that kind of conversation and may feel they really can't relate to what the person's gone through. So all of those things, hard to measure the impact, but nevertheless, they are hugely important in often regaining your sanity and regaining your self-worth.
The fact that, you know, the Chancellor has pledged his support, offered the funding and is in agreeance to continue supporting with the funding, I mean, he's added a bit of a personal touch to it as well. He's not just made the announcement, he contacted you personally, didn't he?
That's right, yes. He sent a letter which arrived yesterday. It was handwritten, which was a nice touch, and he pledged not only the money for the coming year, but also that he would, with us, help to find, not quite sure how he put it now, but something like sustainable ways of securing future funding, because in effect, saving it for one more year, welcome though it would be, would simply put us back in a year's time to where we are now. So the fact that somebody in such high office as the Chancellor is pledging his support, and the support, I take it, of the government to help find funding, is an even bigger pledge than just giving us the money.
And of course, on the eve of the anniversary of the bomb, you know, 21 years.
The pain subsides, but the memory doesn't. And you can't ever forget the fact that instead of losing a 12-year-old, he would now be 34-year-old with a life and maybe a family of his own and holding down a good job. Who would know? I mean, there are key days in the year, and apart from Christmas and Tim's birthday, this is one of the other key days. And it is a day for focusing on the family rather more than on the charity. But coming as it has the day before the anniversary, this promise of support is really, really great. It's not just significant for the year. It's significant that it's come on the 19th of March, just one day before the anniversary.